Chapter 14, The Work in Greater New York.
Written at St. Helena, California, September 1, 1902. The time has come to make decided efforts to proclaim the truth in our large cities. The message is to be given with such power that the hearers shall be convinced. God will raise up laborers to do this work. Let no one hinder these men of God's appointment. Forbid them not. God has given them their work. They will occupy peculiar spheres of influence and will carry the truth to the most unpromising places. Some who were once enemies will become valuable helpers, advancing the work with their means and their influence. In these large cities, missions should be established where workers can be trained to present to the people the special message for this time. There is need of all the instruction that these missions can give. Under the direction of God, the mission in New York City has been started. This work should be continued in the power of the same Spirit that led to its establishment. Those who bear the burden of the work in Greater New York should have the help of the best workers that can be secured. Here, let a center for God's work be made, and let all that is done be a symbol of the work the Lord desires to see done in the world. If in this great center medical missionary work could be established by men and women of experience, those who would give a correct representation of true medical missionary principles, it would have great power in making a right impression upon the people. In every city that is entered, a solid foundation is to be laid for permanent work. The Lord's methods are to be followed. By doing house-to-house work, by giving Bible readings in families, the worker may gain access to many who are seeking for truth. By opening the Scriptures, by prayer, by exercising faith, he is to teach the people the way of the Lord. In Greater New York, the Lord has many precious souls who have not bowed the knee to Baal, and there are those who, through ignorance, have walked in the ways of error. On these, the light of truth is to shine, that they may see Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. We are to present the truth in the love of Christ. No extravagance or display should attend the work. It is to be done after Christ's order. It is to be carried forward in humility, in the simplicity of the gospel. Let not the workers be intimidated by outward appearances, however forbidding. Teach the word, and the Lord, by His Holy Spirit, will send conviction to the hearers. After the truth has made an impression on hearts, and men and women have accepted it, they are to be treated as the property of Christ, not as the property of man. No human being should seek to bind others to himself as if he were to control them, telling them to do this and forbidding them to do that, commanding, dictating, acting like an officer over a company of soldiers. This is the way that the priests and rulers did in Christ's day, but it is not the right way. The workers are to press together in Christian unity, but no unwise authority is to be exerted and exercised over those who accept the truth. The meekness of Christ should appear in all that is said and done. Let the worker show his growth in grace by submission to the will of God. Thus he will gain a rich experience. As in faith he receives, believes, and obeys Christ's words, there will be an intensity of effort. There will be cherished a faith that works by love and purifies the soul. The fruit of the Spirit will be seen in the life, and the efficiency of the Spirit will be seen in the work. Christ is our example, our inspiration, our exceeding great reward. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, 1 Corinthians 3:9. God is the master builder, but man has a part to act. He is to cooperate with God. We are laborers together with God. See verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 3. Never forget the words, together with God. Remember that working with Christ as your personal Savior is your strength and your victory. This is the part that all are to act. To those who do this comes the assurance, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. John 1:12. Christ declares in John 15:5, "Without me ye can do nothing." And the humble, believing soul responds, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13. Christ is the sympathetic, compassionate Redeemer. He has given His commission, "Go ye into all the world," see Mark 16:15. All must hear the message of warning. A prize of richest value is held up before those who are running the Christian race. Those who run with patience will receive a crown of life that fadeth not away.